in my mind as a recital. During the pandemic, as a classical professional violinist, we didn't have very many options to play, and we didn't have very many opportunities to play. So I wanted to think of a way to make a recital and the way to perform again. And that's how this idea got started in my brain. But I've always had this feeling, this wondering about what I can do that makes a recital unique, what I can do that makes this unique, and why someone would need to hear it from me. And when I was driving from New York during the pandemic, I had the idea that I had had a few times during 2020 when I was able to do some speaking engagements, and I absolutely loved that. I really loved that, and I didn't know that I would love it, but I do. And while I was driving back, I had an epiphany that, what if I combined those two? What if I combined speaking with interspersed with the music? And that's how this idea all has taken shape. And the music that I chose was Bach's Partita Number 1 for solo violin. And I thought that that would pair very well with a contemporary Polish composer named Henryk Górecki. And I picked three violin and piano pieces of his, and interspersed those two composers together with speaking. And because this came from a recital idea, I wanted to have it all stem back from the music. And so what I did is I went in through the music and tried to find the tensiles in the story, and tried to find the themes in the story, and write little narratives or stories from the different composers and then I can say what the movie is about in a sec. But yeah, sorry, that was very long-winded, but all of that is to say it came from the idea of a recital, and all of it comes back to the music.
Yeah, it started with that recorded version that we aired here on KYMN Radio, or I should say that was the first, I guess, public performance of that. But talking to you during that time, back in May, you said you've been working on video, a movie version of this, because the visual part of it tells really a lot of the story. There's a story behind there, and it's better with the visuals. So have you spent like the whole summer filming this? Tell us about the filming process.
Yeah, so I filmed it during the winter. I filmed it all in Northfield, actually. I filmed it in Minnesota, and I recorded the music in the UCC church in Northfield with Chris Brunel, who played piano on the Górecki pieces, and he did a beautiful job, and I want to thank him very much. So while we were recording it, we filmed it. But as this was my first movie that I've ever made, it was definitely a learning experience with how to put it together and edit it. And actually, the hardest part for me, and the part that I was expecting least to show up, was just how many decisions had to be made at every step of the process. So the video took longer than the audio, and so I'm really happy that it's able to be shown in a video version. Yeah, now coming up.
Yeah, and let's talk about that video, that movie. It will make its debut a little bit later on this month. Tell us about that.
That's true. So it's going to be its debut in theaters will be on Thursday, December 16th at 7 p.m. at the Trilon Cinema. That's Trylon Cinema in Minneapolis. And I'm really happy. I want to thank Trilon for having it there, because also the thing that's cool about the Trilon is that they screen all their movies, or at least they're screening this movie, on dual 35mm old-school projectors.
Wow.
And so since this movie, if you guys remember from the radio version, it has an old school vibe, sort of like an old Vincent Price movie.
Yes.
And I think it's just so cool that it will be shown as an old movie on projectors.
You know, I had heard of the Trilon Cinema in the past, but I didn't really know anything about it until I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. You'd mentioned that when we're setting up this interview, you mentioned that's where it's playing. So I looked them up. Boy, that's an interesting operation. I like what they're doing there. They have a lot of I would consider, I want to say off the beaten path, but it's hard to get a viewing, I would imagine, to have a theater show that and do the kind of things that they do. Nobody's doing that. Not too many places are doing that.
It's true. I'm really, really happy to be working with them. And I feel the same way as you, Jeff. I really like what they're doing. They are, I don't know, in a way, a bastion for people who really love movies that are artful, and it's sort of a safe place for people who love movies, old movies, strange movies, avant-garde movies, off the beaten track ones, to go and see it.
Yeah. Now, tell us who has been involved. You mentioned you did have some help in this. Who all has been involved with the video portion of it?
Yeah, so I edited this video, and I really worked on it, but I had massive help from Alec Wells, who is a sound engineer. He did the sound, and he helped me with some creative decisions that came up in the editing process and in the production process. And also, he's very technically savvy, and so he helped me to learn how to do this on Final Cut. So I want to thank Alec Wells, and then also Chris Brunel, I have to thank again, because he just did a wonderful job on the piano for the Goretzky pieces, and it was such a privilege and pleasure to work with him. And we got to play in the church where he works, and it was a great experience. And I hope you really like. I hope all of you who get to see this video version like as much as I do the scenery and the aesthetic. I think it just turned out amazingly.
Yeah, I just love the mood that you created with the audio version, the radio play. It was just wonderful. I can't wait to see the video. For those who would like to go there, it's once again the Trilon Cinema, December the 16th, a week from tomorrow. Can they get tickets at the door? Do you get them in advance? I would imagine if you're coming from Northfield, you probably want to get some in advance to make sure you're in on that. How do they do that?
Yeah. So you can buy the tickets at their website, trylon.org, TRYLON.org. And they have tickets for sale up on the website, but also if they do have tickets at the door as well.
All right. And lastly, will this be available through other means, either streaming or if we can't make it up there one night on December the 16th, will there be some options for us to see this in the future?
There will be. I'm working on them, but my vision for this rollout, I guess you would call it, is to have these little intimate events for a couple of months here in various different communities. And so I would love to have one in Northfield at some point here in the next couple of months. I'm working on that. And then after that, I will make it widely available. It's really important to me, especially after the year we've had, that safely we can gather in a group again and talk and share stories and just have an experience. You know, and hopefully this movie can be a catalyst towards that, a chance for people to do that in different communities. But after that, I will make it widely available.
All right. Well, I'm sure we can find a home for you here in Northfield. It's much appreciated that you did all your, once again, the filming and everything right here. So it's very local. And people like that here. And I guess a couple other things. Number one, will you be picking back up with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra over the course of the winter? Are they starting to pick back up again?
Yes, they are. As far as I know and as far as I'm aware, it will be going pretty... There will be bigger ensembles and towards normalcy starting in January.
All right.
So looking forward to seeing anyone there who wants to come.
All right. Well, Rolf, thank you for taking a few minutes and being with us. Much appreciated. Best of luck to you, and can't wait to see the House of Mysterious Secrets, the video version. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. Best of luck. Enjoy your time, I guess, in New York, and welcome back to Minnesota when you get here for the premiere.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Rolf Haas, once again from, well, not from Northfield, but certainly has some Northfield connections, and the House of Mysterious Secrets filmed right here in Northfield. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.